Welcome to the Friday, January 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with today's handler diary. Rob's diary goes over standard error, standard out, and how to use them in your own scripts, in particular on Windows, and how to combine them also if needed. Check out the comments. A couple of readers left some good additional comments about this diary. Another quite useful command mentioned is the T command, which duplicates data streams and allows you to send one copy to a file while piping another copy to an additional script. That's really helpful if you sort of want to keep intermediate steps of whatever processing you're doing. And then according to Sophos, the newest Facebook scam is prying on users who don't like the default Facebook color scheme. Well, Facebook doesn't give users a lot of choices when it comes up to the color scheme and layout of the page. MySpace, if you remember, was somewhat different in that respect. This latest scam promises a pink, red, I think even black, and a couple of other colored layouts. Claims to be sort of from Facebook, and if a user clicks on the link, the offer will then be spammed to the user's wall. So far, this really all seems to be just spamming, nothing really sort of too malicious behind it at this point. But of course, they may just want to sort of build a network of links as well to their sites. And then as of today, if you have $185,000, I guess, dollars left over, maybe your tax refund coming up, it is now possible to apply for your own top-level domain name. The generic top-level domain name program allows pretty much everyone to apply for a top-level domain name. Up to now, the process of actually getting a new top-level domain name added, like some of the more recent ones, where, for example, the travel and museum, you may have seen them around, was a pretty elaborate multi-year process to get that done, very political. Now they sort of streamlined it, and essentially everybody can get one. So Sands could get a .sands, a top-level domain. Don't think we really have any plans like this, but it's be possible. So as of today, you can submit your application. You have to have it in by April 12th for this first round. And when you register, you have to put down a deposit of $5,000. And they say you basically have to be ready to pay $185,000 total. The exact amount may differ a little bit from application to application. Once all the applications are submitted, so sometime after April 12th, ICANN will publish a list of all of the top-level domains that people asked for. And then, for example, trademark holders or such can put in their objection and can have some of these top-level domains refused based on that reason. There is a lengthy manual that goes with it. I won't go over it, but anyway, if you're interested, you can take a look. The security implication here is, of course, that a lot of URL validation schemes and such may be broken as a result once these come online. If you are writing any functions that validate URLs, you probably want to keep them more generic, which you should do anyway, ever since the international top-level domains like .egypt and such in Arabic characters were released. Pretty much sort of anything was possible as a top-level domain. And then we got a new use or malicious use of QR codes. WebSense reports about spam messages that include a link to 2tag.nl. That's the number 2tag.nl. This is actually a legitimate service. They're essentially sort of a URL shortener, but instead of being redirected to the URL, you're getting a QR code for the URL. So people use that to create QR codes for their website. This spam actually works pretty weird, I think, pretty complex. You would receive an email message with a link to 2tag.nl. If you click on the link, that's website will display a QR code. Then you have to scan that QR code with your phone in order to be redirected to the spam website. So far, what WebSense has seen is pharma spam. And actually, the initial message is sort of just a one-liner that kind of actually indicates that they're going to sell you some weird pharmaceuticals. So not 100% sure who is falling for this. I see it really more as a trick to bypass like corporate spam filters to reach people that actually want to go to these sites. And yesterday I asked sort of for a show of hands who's interested in seeing the monthly threat update in a podcast format. Didn't get a lot of responses, but enough that I think I'll give it a try, so I may make that live tomorrow. It will be offered as part of the monthly podcast feed that's already up on the site. We haven't really used that one in quite a while. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.